Unit 6, as in vine, wine. How to make the sounds.
To make the V sound, put your upper teeth onto your lower lip. Use your voice as your breath passes through the teeth and lower lip. To make the W sound, push the lips forward and say ooh. Then let the tongue and lower lip drop and say ah. When you let the first sound glide into the second, W is produced.
Exercise 1. Word repetition. Listen to these words and repeat.
Vest. Vine. Vivid. Verb. Vote. Naval. Drive. Several. Arrive. Carve. West. Once. Worry. Few. 12. Wood. Wagon. Narrow. Were. Twine.
Exercise 2. Minimal pairs. Listen to the following word pairs. Repeat them, being careful to make the distinction between the two sounds.
Vest, west. Veil, whale. Vine, wine. Viper, wiper. Vast, fast. Very, berry. Vest, best. Groove, grew. Roving, rowing. West, rest. Wine, rhine. Vine, fine.
Exercise 3. Phrases with V or W. You will hear phrases of words that either contain V or W. As you listen to each phrase, circle V if you hear V, circle W if you hear W, or circle nothing if you hear neither. Number 1. Francis and Wanda went by wagon. 2. Good vines are divine most of the time. 3. Good wines are fine most of the time. 4. Imps are fairies who blow kisses to hoods. 5. Arrows and bows are not for widows. 6. Bins, cabs, buses, and phones. 7. Trowels, trusses, and trains. 8. Berries, berries are very buried.
Exercise 4. Minimal pair distinction. Part 1. You will hear the sentences, but only one of the italicized words will be spoken. Circle the one word which you hear.
Number 1. My friends had a lot of vines in their basement. 2. His poetry is becoming worse. 3. Her story was disturbed by a whale. 4. A viper was used in the experiment. 5. The cows were mooing in the pasture. 6. The teacher used the visor of the two students.
Part 2. Listen for the missing words and write them on the lines below.
7. Did you happen to look in the west? 8. The boaters rowed in the park. 9. They vent under the floor. 10. The French teacher said vous.
Exercise 5. Dictation. Listen to the sentences and write them.
Number 1. Would you like to walk in the woods? 2. Fine wines grow on fine vines. 3. Wheels on whales would wind up downwind. 4. Wool and wood are wonderful words to pronounce. 5. Wandering wolves in the woods are weird.
Part 6. Questions for answers given. In this section, you will hear 5 answers. You will not hear the questions. Listen carefully to the answer, and then record the question in the space provided on your tape by using your drill button.
Number 1. No, I didn't. I walked in the woods with Vivian, not Walter. Number 2. Yes, I have, and I must say, the fine wines on the vines that I saw were wonderful. Number 3. No, I'm not going to, but you go ahead and go and watch the whales in the west. Number 4. No, I didn't wear it for my walk in the woods because my very worn waistcoat is worn out. Number 5. Yes, of course. I have met many wise women.
Tongue twisters. Say these tongue twisters out loud to practice the sound.
Number 1.
Wendell Vaccaria wasted vine after vine.
Number 2.
Woolen vests for wailing wolves are worn in the vast woodlands.
Number 3.
Varied berries are wetted while Val and Walt whisper in vain.
Number 4.
Woodson's waistcoat is weirdly vented.
Number 5.
Wise women don't walk in the woods while wolves wander.
Number 6.
Vivian, Valerie, and Virginia verbally voiced vivid salvos.
Number 7.
Mervyn never drivels when vexing wooing vendors.
Number 8.
Walt's villa is verging on the weird and vile.
Number 9.
Groves of vines veered west along the villain's veranda.
Number 10.
For once, weary Wanda's wool gathering lost its vim and vigor.